Hi, this is Dan Sheridan, telling America's story. This is lesson 23 of our series, and we're going to talk about the Native Americans east of the Rockies in this lesson. So let's get started. The Indians living east of the Rockies were more advanced than those to the west of them. They learned how to grow certain vegetables with stone hoes, and as a result, they didn't have to depend on hunting alone for their survival. Now, if we could go back in time to 1400s California and take a cross-country trip towards the Atlantic, we would notice, as we passed buffalo herd ranges in the Rocky Mountains, that agricultural life was emerging more and more. Now, the most popular crop was maize, or Indian corn. Now, the Europeans never saw this crop until they met the Indians. Old English uses the word corn, like the King James Bible, but that referred to some sort of grain, not Indian corn. And also the Indians grew tomatoes, squashes, sunflowers, and tobacco. They also had some neat skills in making things, such as pottery, decorative pipes, and clothing. Now, the clothes would be a little rough on our skin, which is used to softer materials like cotton, but they still made some decent clothing, and their weapons and tools were made of polished and chipped stones. Now, these Indians lived together in villages. They built houses that lasted a long time, unlike the tents of the Indians in the West. Now, what's unique about their houses is that they were large enough to fit 30 to 50 families. And I thought I had a lot of people in my home. Imagine that. And these houses were called longhouses. So imagine a longhouse with 15 compartments or apartments of equal size on each side, a total of 30. That means one family would live across the hall from another family. And there's a hallway that runs down the middle from end to end with a door leading outside on each end. And also on each end of the hallway, spaces are reserved for storing provisions. Now, those were on each end of the longhouse. Now, picture going down the hallway, and there were areas where a fire pit was strategically placed to serve four compartments or apartments in with one fire pit. And the outside of the longhouse would be covered with elm bark with holes across the roof that vented the smoke from the fire pits. Not all Indians lived in longhouses. Styles varied from tribe to tribe. The Mandans of the Upper Missouri, for instance, which is in present-day North and South Dakota, lived in roundhouses. Now, these houses would have met modern-day safety standards when compared to the longhouses. And that's because roundhouses were covered with clay that was hardened by sunlight, and this made them fireproof. A roundhouse had a fire pit in the center with a hole to vent the smoke above it. Now, if we could take the roof off a roundhouse and look inside, it would look like a piece of pie that's been sliced in pieces. And each apartment looked like a cut piece of the pie with the point at the center where the fire pit was. The people who lived in a long or roundhouse descended from the same female ancestor. This group made up a clan. Now, if the clan was too big for one house, they built other houses close by. And everything was community-owned except personal weapons and a few little trinkets. Each clan had a religion that was unique to the clan. Their religion was named after an animal, like a bear or a turtle. And these animals were considered sacred, and images of them were carved into a totem, and this image became the clan's emblem. So that's the clan. And then there was the tribe. An Indian tribe consisted of multiple clans that spoke the same language. A tribe might contain as little as three clans, or as many as 20, or even more than that. Now, as for tribal organization, Indian tribes didn't have a class structure. The people were basically equal. Now, each clan elected a public official called a sachem, but he could be relieved of his office if he didn't behave. Clans also elected war chiefs. The sachems of each clan made up the tribe's governing council. And some tribes even elected a head war chief, not all of them. Well, the most important issues concerning the tribe were settled by the council. The features of their religion were a mixture of the worship of dead ancestors, the sun, the wind, lightning, and other powers of nature personified as animals. For example, lightning was a snake, and snakes were considered sacred. And the religious services were conducted by Indian clergymen called medicine men, and the ceremonies included various rites and dancing. Well, that's all we have time for in this lesson. In our next lesson, we're going to look at the Indians that the settlers came into contact with. We're going to talk about their relationships in our next audio. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. I really hope you learned something. Until we meet again, remember this. Be good to one another because we're in this together. Have a great day.